Supporters of the National Front Party made their feelings clear as results trickled in from across France. Despite winning 6 out of 13 regions in the first round, the party failed to gain control of any of the 13 regions in Sunday's final vote. But analysts say it was still a significant result.
But at the same time, they have gained the highest number of votes in their history. It's a party that has a 40-year history, and they just reached almost 7 million votes.
National Front leader Marine Le Pen struck a defiant tone.
The global elite is acting for the dilution of France and its people in a huge worldwide melting pot. We patriots hope that the nation constitutes the most protective space for the French.
France remains officially in a state of emergency, declared almost a month ago after the Islamic State-inspired terror attacks across Paris that left 130 people dead. But fear of Islamist terrorism does not explain the National Front's rise, says Lorimer.
They are winning a lot in regions that historically voted for the Communist Party and for the far left. A lot of people who don't win from globalization, who may not be patriots, but who are still feeling that things were better when it was just about France and not about Europe or the world.
The socialists withdrew some candidates from the second round in order to keep the National Front from winning. Despite succeeding, there was little celebration in the ruling party.
Ce soir, aucun soulagement. Tonight, no relief, no triumph, no message of victory. The danger of the extreme right has not been set aside. Far from it.
Marine Le Pen promised supporters her party would return stronger in 2017 when she hopes to win the French presidency.